Introduction. The trustee of the Barbara Mertz Trust. It is our sad duty to introduce this last of the Amelia Peabody Emerson volumes. The devoted editor of Mrs. Emerson's memoirs, Elizabeth Peters, died in August of 2013 while in the midst of working on the manuscript of The Painted Queen. She had contemplated this project with excitement, knowing that publishing Mrs. Emerson's recollections from that time would shed new light on a famous moment in the history of Egyptology. With her usual thoroughness, Ms. Peters had begun research on many aspects of the event in question, hoping to clarify some of the more difficult-to-decipher entries in Mrs. Emerson's journals. It bears noting that Ms. Peters had made the effort of writing out the final page of The Painted Queen before she died, a page that is reproduced herein verbatim. Happily, as she worked on this last manuscript, Ms. Peters was in constant conversation with her dear friend and fellow mystery writer, Joan Hess, who valiantly took on the very difficult task of completing the work. Ms. Hess sought the help of another close friend of Ms. Peters, the distinguished archaeologist Dr. Salima Ikram, in working through the nitty-gritty of the Egyptological details. Dennis Forbes, editor of Kemet, and Dr. Raymond Johnson read the penultimate draft and offered suggestions as well. We all owe Joan Hess an enormous debt of gratitude for the years of work she devoted to this undertaking, persevering through unimagined difficulties and prioritizing this work over all else during that time period. Greater friendship one could not imagine. For many years, Elizabeth Peters and her alter ego, Barbara Mertz, relied on the calm, constant, and utterly reliable guidance of her agent, Dominic Abel, who also became a cherished friend and ally. As they always have shared a dislike of maudlin sentiment, we won't elaborate further. Even a skilled editor like Ms. Peters needed help with her manuscripts, although she would have told you that she didn't suffer foolish edits gladly. Thus, it is a real testament to the skill of her long time.